From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Russia's military says there is a preliminary deal for Syrian rebel fighters to pull out of the last remaining area of eastern Ghouta still under their control. This would put the Syrian government back in full control of the Damascus suburb after a now six-week-long military operation that has caused the death of as many as 1,600 civilians. The rebels have not yet confirmed the Russian report, and there is no word from the Russians when the evacuation would start. The governor of the Siberian region, where a shopping center fire March 25th killed 64 people, has resigned. Aman Tuliyev had headed the Kemerovo region for more than 20 years. The fire prompted thousands of people to demonstrate last week, calling for the resignations of regional officials. In Indian Kashmir, 18 people were killed in three separate incidents Sunday as Indian troops conducted counterinsurgency operations. Police say 11 militants, three soldiers, and four civilians died during clashes. Militant groups have been waging an armed struggle against Indian rule in the only Muslim-majority state of Kashmir. Kashmir has been divided between nuclear-armed India and Pakistan since the end of British colonial rule in 1947. At least 10 people died after a building collapsed in central India on Sunday. Officials say the building collapsed after a heavy vehicle rammed into it. And Al-Shabaab fighters launched coordinated attacks on five military camps in Somalia's Lower Shabelle region on Sunday. At least 12 militants and a civilian were killed. This is VOA News. Christians are celebrating Easter to mark the day when they believe Jesus rose from the dead. As Robert Berger reports for VOA, religion mixed with politics at the holy places in Jerusalem on Sunday.
Pilgrims ushered in Easter with a sunrise service at the Garden Tomb in Jerusalem. The site resembles the place where Jesus was buried according to biblical accounts. A short time later, Easter Mass was celebrated at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem's Old City. The faithful worshipped around the ancient stone tomb believed to be the very place where Jesus rose from the dead. Security was tight amid Israeli-Palestinian tensions over plans by the United States to move its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem in May. Palestinians are furious over the embassy move because they see Jerusalem as the capital of their future state. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Israel said 10 of the 15 Palestinian protesters killed by Israeli gunfire Friday were, quote, documented terrorists who tried to sneak across the border. Friday's violence along the Gaza Strip was the deadliest day between Israelis and Palestinians since 2014. More than 1,400 people were wounded. The Israeli military said its soldiers opened fire on the demonstrators only when a number of them tried to damage the border fence and threw rocks and firebombs. There are also allegations that some demonstrators tried to goad the soldiers into a gunfight. South Korea and the United States began their annual joint military exercises Sunday. The exercise will continue for a month. Military officials in Seoul say the scale of the exercises will not go beyond those seen in previous years. The former dictator Efrain Rios-Montt, who ruled over one of the bloodiest periods of Guatemala's civil war, has died. He was 91. In 2013, he became the first head of state to be convicted of genocide in his own country. It was over his 17-month bloody rule from 1982 to 1983. He was found guilty of the massacre of almost 1,800 indigenous Mayans by security forces under his command. But the ruling was overturned days later by Guatemala's constitutional court because of what it called a procedural error. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.